Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Vandercook. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 28. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When John the Baptist is put into prison, there is an immediate void when it comes to the preaching of the Word of God. You'll recall that from the time of the prophet Malachi until the time of John the Baptist, a period of over 400 years, there were no prophets proclaiming the Word of God in Israel. The appearing of John the Baptist had changed all of that. He preached repentance boldly, preparing the way for Christ. But now that he's in prison, that bold preaching of John the Baptist has been silenced. And once again, Israel is left without a prophet. Into this void, though, immediately steps Christ Jesus, the one who is not just a prophet, he is the prophet. The prophet whose coming has been prophesied since almost the beginning of time. He is more than a prophet, though. Jesus will use that very phrase to describe John the Baptist, but Jesus, too, is more than a prophet. This is evident in what Jesus says and what Jesus does. He preaches with authority, not like the scribes, as Mark puts it. The scribes would pass along what they had heard from the scribes that came before them. That's where their authority was rooted. Jesus' authority is far greater, though, of course, for his authority comes from his Father who is in heaven. This authority is shown by the reactions of Simon, Andrew, James, and John. There is no hesitancy in them in leaving their nets and following Jesus. Such is the effect of the authoritative Word of God that calls them to be fishers of men. And then this authority of Jesus is further shown by the casting out of the demon that occurs there at the synagogue in Capernaum. The demon knows who Jesus is. The demon knows that Jesus is not just a carpenter's son from Nazareth, but he is the Holy One of God. James would later affirm in his epistle that even the demons know that there is one God, St. Paul would later write that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. And for the demons, this time comes sooner. Satan and his demons know who Jesus is, and they've known who Jesus is for a long time. For the demons, this, of course, brings great terror. This is reflected when the demon-possessed man cries out fearfully, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us?" Yes. As a matter of fact, Jesus has come to destroy Satan and his demons. For the Christian, this is a source of great joy. Christ Jesus comes to crush the head of the ancient serpent. He comes to deliver the faithful from the prowling lion that is Satan. The weapon that Jesus uses is the very Word of God. To this day, this is the weapon that Satan and his demons cannot withstand. You, dear friends, continue to have this authoritative teaching, this Word of God at your disposal. It is true what Dr. Luther wrote concerning the old evil foe. One little word can fell him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Holy One of God, you showed that the kingdom of God had come by your healing the sick and casting out demons. Heal us in both body and soul by the medicine of immortality, your body and blood, that we may truly be your disciples. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.